The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at nissanusa.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie, and welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And yes, I am solo today. We are doing our audiobook recording this week, and it's just thrown a real wrench in everything. I think it's going to sound really good, y'all. And we'll share more about that whole process soon because we had a really amazing team of women working on it. But in the meantime, yes, I'm going to be doing this episode by myself. It's a bit of a shorter one. And content warning, we are talking about a very, very brief history of kind of LGBTQ, just as like an acronym. And I know that the history of that can be triggering, and there has been a lot of damage done by some of these terms historically, even as we reclaim them. And also, we're going to make this point more at the end, or I'm going to make this point more at the end. Not all of this is agreed upon and continues to evolve. So, just a note on that. And also just another note, this is a very Eurocentric / Western history of these terms, and it is missing a lot. So we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end as well. So, all right. Activist first adopted LGB in the 1990s. Of these words, lesbian came first. For centuries, people have associated the term with a Greek woman named Sappho from the island of Lesbos, whose poems often revolved around passionate same-sex relationships. The first known instance of the term goes back to the 17th century, but in our more modern understanding usage, it first came into use after being used in medical text in the 1890s around sexuality and psychology. Women adopted the term and secretly used it to describe themselves. A 19th century German lawyer named Karl Heinrich Ulrichs is believed to have been a gay man and to have been the first to coin homosexuality, or at least partly, if not the exact word. So in 1862, he wrote, "We earnings constitute a special class of human gender. We are our own gender, a third sex." Earnings here was the word he used to describe men attracted to other men. The word was quickly replaced in 1869 by an Austro-Prussian journalist named Karoly Maria Kurtbeny. Kurtbeny had been in touch with Ulrichs, and when the Prussian government floated the idea of adding language prohibiting sexual activity between men, Kurtbeny wrote an anonymous open letter to the Prussian government calling it shocking nonsense, where he used the term homosexuality, a word he'd first used in his correspondence with Ulrichs. He also gets the credit for coining heterosexuality, meaning people attracted to the opposite gender, and bisexuality, people attracted to both genders. And here we must insert an important note. As we as a society have come to realize that sexuality and gender are spectrums, bisexuality has expanded in definition to mean someone attracted to any gender identity, not just men or women. And you can see our two-part episode on bisexuality for more on that. So in this letter, Kurt Benny strongly claimed that homosexuality was something people were born with, and he really pushed back against the idea that it was something to be ashamed of or an indication of something wrong, in heavy quotes. Eventually, those in the medical field, especially psychologists, started using these terms, as did early gay rights groups. The etymology and origins of the word gay are hard to pin down, but at some point, people started using it as a slur. Sometime in the 1960s, activists started to reclaim it, with men in particular using it despite rampant homophobia and laws against queer folks. It was a way to protest and to express their love. The word homophile, meaning same love, was also used. Gay grew to encompass same-gender love or any non-heterosexual love in the 1980s, as well as gender divergence. And then, as mentioned, LGB came into use in the 1990s as a way to show solidarity, except it was leaving out trans folks. The term transgender goes back to the 1960s in medical text and by activists who argued that sex and gender were not the same thing. However, it wasn't until the 2000s when the word had largely replaced other outdated and offensive terms that it became more widespread. Then came the Q. Beginning in the 1910s, queer was used as a slur to other and attack those outside of the heteronormative community. But also around the 1990s, people started to reclaim it. At the time, it stood not only for queer, but also for questioning. In more recent times, a plus sign has been added to be more inclusive, and intersex, asexual, two-spirit, which has a long, often ignored history, have also gotten in the mix. And there have been a lot of critiques and attempts to make this more inclusive and discussions around labels in general. It is not at all agreed on or without its flaws and limits. A lot of people argue that there's too many labels and we can't put them in an acronym, or that things are always changing and this doesn't encompass everything and everyone and every identity. Others, and sometimes even the same people, argue that it's also important to have something like this. But it is something that is a conversation that's ongoing. And it's something that Samantha and I have heard from you all about your thoughts around all of this. So definitely not finished the conversation around it, and definitely very important conversation to be had. But just write in if you have thoughts. Let us know. Happy Pride, as always. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We're also on YouTube. We have a Tee Public store now. You should check it out. You can also pre-order our book at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands.
not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.